The panda has long been known in China. It was mentioned in dictionaries more than 2,000 years ago, and the Imperial Garden is said to have housed one. In the dense bamboo of the forest, one panda rarely sees another. Instead, they communicate by subtle scent signals. At a meter and a half long and 135 kilos, the giant panda is a member of the bear family. But its bear-like digestive system is built for eating meat, not this tough, fibrous stuff. And to make matters worse, the bamboo leaves are frozen solid. But the panda has devised a cunning way of breaking the ice off. It rubs the bamboo over its snout. Unlike other bears, the panda can't fatten itself up and hibernate through the winter. Bamboo is so low in energy that the panda must spend most of the day eating. Once it has exhausted one area, it must move on to the next. The panda's paw is surprisingly unbear-like too. It's flexible, with an enlarged wrist bone which allows it to grasp and maneuver the bamboo with a dexterity and precision that a monkey would be proud of. Twisting the bamboo leaves into a cigar shape makes them easier to munch.